from quarter to eight, they started arriving, and we ended up with nearly 30 people at the meeting last night, all guns blazing and willing to do whatever it takes to keep the parade rolling. And we're delighted to announce the parade is going to go ahead March 17th at 3 p.m. in Donegal time. We're going full steam ahead of this.
Brilliant stuff. And I mean, did you sort of find out maybe why there wasn't such a big turnout the time before? Did everyone think someone else was going to do it? And sort of what really triggered the interest for last night's meeting, I suppose?
Well, I suppose the interest, it's always been kind of, you know, somebody else is going to do it and let somebody else do it, and that's their, you know, that's not my thing. But I suppose with the interest that was created last week online and on the airwaves with yourselves, it created people and gave them maybe a bit of a boost that they needed if they get involved in the community. What we did find last night was there was a whole lot of new people from that just moved into the area. Maybe they didn't have an avenue to get involved with the community. And seen.
So it wasn't 28 Kennedys and two others then, no?
No, not this time, no. We were still a good representation, but no, there was a lot of new members.
Yeah.
And you know what was great last night was there was four gentlemen that lived in the town for years or for as long as I can remember, and they have volunteered their trailers, their vans. They're going to take care of all the barriers and the cones. Wow. And, you know, another group of are going to take care of the insurance. Another going to group, they said, we'll take care of the bookings, and the other ones are happy to do marshalling. Some people can only do the morning. Some people can do the afternoon, you know. And some
it's brilliant to get people there that were interested in providing sort of logistic solutions. That's fantastic, because that's a lot of the work over the next month.
That's all we wanted, Greg, you know, because when it's, as I said to you before, it's an awful lot of work for a few people, but it's not a lot of work for a lot of people. Mm. And if we people in there now that say, well, I'm big into IT, well, they're going to look after the booking system. Of, you know, and Donegal Town isn't unique in the way that the... you're crying for help, you know. And I would say there's people listening there today, you know, contact your local your parade committee. They're on Facebook. Somebody must know somebody, and get involved. And, you know, and two or three people makes an awful lot of difference to a small committee. We have 30 here now, and if we get them turned up on the day, it's going to be a lovely day. It's going to be a great day for us to say that we have the help. We know that the marshals are in place. We know that the jobs have been done instead of us worrying weeks and you know, going leading up to it, that this done and that done, you know. And everybody put their hand up, sign the form. We have all their phone numbers now, so we just have to allocate the work now. And it's going to be so much brilliant. And I'm hoping that this is just the starting point, you know, for Donegal Town. As I say, well, I'll be very biased and say it's one of the top towns in the Northwest. And I know you'll probably get a lot of texts to say, argue differently, but
a lot of people land down there. A lot of people land there for the weekend if they're not living there. So I think you're right.
And we've always been there, you know, putting on a showcase in the Diamond. You know, with the summer festival, with the food festival, with whatever's going on, there's always an atmosphere in Donegal Town, and the visitors do love coming to it. And with the Wild Atlantic Way, it's kind of nearly the first port call in the Northwest.
Well, now Bundoran might have a row with you on that one, but sure, we'll let you away with it.
We'll stick our flag up anyway. But we always had the atmosphere, and people love coming into the town. So hopefully, this is the start of people getting involved in their community. And I say, if everybody does a wee bit, it makes it so much easier, and you can achieve so much, you know, going forward. So we're hoping to build on this here. It's positive. Like you say, you always get the ones that say, you know, we're telling us how it should be done, but yet not turning up to do it. So we have a group here now, and hopefully that work will be done, and it makes it so much easier for everybody else. And we're going to build. 2019 was our biggest parade to date, and we're hoping to build on that there. Now, it's open now to the schools, to the businesses, and clubs to get involved now to make this as colourful as possible. We'll provide the platform for you. We'll provide as safe a route as possible. And it's up to you now to put in the work now and get involved.
I think sometimes for people who want to, the barrier is that, is it a closed shop? I know I said this to you last week, but I think it's worth re-emphasising. Will my skill set help? What have I got to offer? I'd like to get involved, but... I think, too, with what you did on social media and speaking public as well, says, no, listen, the more people, the more ideas come, get involved. And it's not too late either, I presume, Jonathan, for people to offer any help or to get involved. As you say, it could be their first experience of sort of working, you know, within and for the community.
That was our goal all along, get new people in, get new blood in, get new ideas. You know, a committee, if it's doing the same thing repetitively all over, it can get very stagnant, and people get, oh God, you know, and you lose the traction. We're all been moving forward. like I say, we had hoped to build on a weekend with the long weekend, you know, with the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's probably not going to happen this year, but we will be definitely building on a St. Patrick's Festival weekend and moving forward from here. If we get the enthusiasm that we got last night and they stay with us and they see that it's not like we have a couple of meetings leading up to St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
You've got the parade on the day and you have probably a final meeting maybe the week after, make sure everything's sorted out. You have nothing to worry about until, you know, 11 months later. So it's not a huge commitment for that committee. You know?
But there's other things can be done at other times of the year as well. You know, if you get the right people, I know the stuff happens anyway, but, you know, there should be multiple events, do you know? Not parades,
The parade, you know, even the tidy towns, if we can get people coming in to help out on the tidy towns, you know, get the town spruced up for the summer, and then we have our summer festival, and then please God that the highly successful food festival return, you know, that's what we're all anticipating with the regulations that that'll go ahead, and everybody's just mad for that there. So, I mean, as I say, people listening, you know, they're saying, well, I'd like to get involved. You know, contact the Facebook groups there. Everybody's on Facebook, or somebody knows somebody, or contact your councillor, or contact some member of the public and say, what committee is that there?
Mm.
And just offer a day. Say, I'll definitely do a day, or I'll definitely do that there. And it makes it so much easier for the committee and for the benefit of the community. At the end of the day, it's all about community, and that's what we're all here for.
Brilliant. It's great to have a